This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
Good afternoon to you high school baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we are speaking to you from the beautiful Akron Rubber Ducks Canal Park Stadium in Akron. Rubber Ducks, a AA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians, the home for the second straight year, 2019 and here in 21, to the Ohio High School Athletic Association State Baseball Championships, and Division Four is in action today. And we've got the Fort Loramie Redskins, 28-4 on the year, against the Warren John F. Kennedy Eagles, 19-6 on the campaign. The winner returns tomorrow at 4 to play Van Wert Lincoln View, which nipped Lucasville Valley with 2 runs in the 7th inning. 2-1, Lincoln View the victor in the previous game played here today. So the club that is triumphant in this game between Fort Loramie and Warren John F. Kennedy comes back tomorrow for the state title game in Division Four against Van Wert Lincoln View. Some clouds overhead, call it partly cloudy. Some blue sky filtering through between the white puffy clouds. Slight chance of rain. Humidity is up. Temperature is up. It should be 87, 88 by early to mid-afternoon. And great day for baseball, Chuck, compared to the last few days.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in the wind, there's just a slight breeze. It is blowing out towards left center, but I don't think that'll be a factor in the game. This is a beautiful ballpark. It's a hike to get up here, but once you get here, going to be well worth it. But looking forward to seeing Loramie, who is on one heck of a roll, and they are such a well-balanced basketball team. I switched sports. Baseball team. They have outstanding pitching. They have no outs in their lineup.
Right.
And on top of that, they are the speediest team that I've seen in a long time running the bases. So that combination should bode well for them today.
Well, some media outlets here in northeastern Ohio term this the game between the Fountain of Youth, the very young Warren J. Harding team, or I should say Warren John F. Kennedy team, that features 6 freshman starters, and the Speed Demons from Shelby County, the Fort Loramie Redskins, who have swiped 117 bases on the year. And not only is Fort Loramie very athletic and quick afoot, Chuck, it's an experienced team. 10 seniors, 9 juniors, 7 seniors start of the 10 when you include the DH. So it's a club that has all of the elements to win a state championship.
Absolutely.
If the Redskins would win today and tomorrow, it would be state title number 4 in baseball for Fort Loramie. State championship in 07, won again in 2010. And head coach Jeff Sanders' first year in 2018, a title. And Fort Loramie bids for number 4, Coach Sanders for number 2 here this year. It's John F. Kennedy's first trip to the state Final Four in baseball. It's a team that's cycled in some really good athletes, only a roster of 11, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
You only need 9 to play baseball. Just 4 years ago, I think it was, this club, this high school, defeated Minster in the football state championships in Division 7. So Warren John F. Kennedy feeling its oats athletically, and it's a team blessed with outstanding young athletes and a pitcher who is dynamite. We'll see how well he fills the bill of an ace, an ERA of .38 the entire year, a record of 10-1, 6'2" Cam Hollaball.
Only senior on the roster.
Only senior on the roster, headed to Walsh to play two sports, football and baseball. And if he's lights out, well, he might be able to keep Fort Laramie off the base. That's maybe about the only way you beat the Redskins.
Oh, I think it is absolutely. I mean, they have a freshman catcher, and I'm not going to say anything for the fact that he's a freshman, but, boy, he's going to have pressure on himself today when Laramie's got base runners. And that's tough for a freshman to handle. I don't care. He's played the entire season. They played 15 games, but they've not seen anything like Laramie's going to throw at him on a base pass today.
Right. Derek Hadley is the catcher. He hits in the upper 300s, just behind Hollaball, the pitcher, who bats about 430 or so. Hadley's got a very good arm. He's thrown out 37% of the runners who've tried to steal against him this year. Not a large sample size. I think 30 have attempted, and I'm sure he will see several Redskins hustling on down to second base and steal attempts here today if Fort Laramie can get on often enough. And how well will Hollaball be able to hold runners on? As you've often said, Chuck, base runners steal on the pitcher.
Most of the time, especially in high school.
Fort Laramie is the visiting team. In fact, the Redskins, the visitors all the way through the regional and state tournament. If you go to the OHSAA site, and you looked at the Sweet 16, the Southwest region was at the bottom, and the Fort Laramie district winning effort shows up at the very bottom of the Southwest regional. So the Redskins thus are at the bottom of the bracket of each pairing, regional semi, regional final, state semi, state final. So Fort Laramie is the visiting club and will hit first.
Well, I used to tell my kids when we were the visitors that we are guaranteed, unless we run rule them, we're guaranteed 9 at-bats. So let's just take advantage of that.
There you go. Get out in front and make the other club chase us.
Yep.
Redskins have won 7 regionals since 1985. How about that?
That's impressive.
It sure is. And it's a club which is built to win baseball games. That's all there is to it. Small ball deluxe. 5 young men with a dozen steals or more. Caleb Meyer leads the way with better than 30. We'll return with comments from both head coaches. In fact, Jeff Sanders gives praise to Caleb. When we come back, we'll also hear from Jim Shambati, first-year head coach of Warren John F. Kennedy. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these outstanding sponsors making this broadcast, Fort Laramie State Championship Baseball possible. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the area. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. GaufneyFurniture.com. Lacalle Equipment and Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And we'd like to highlight for you our radio station sponsors. Thank you. Reese Insurance, Emerson Wagner Real Estate, Sydney Chiropractic, Minster Bank, and Edison Community College. Certainly one of the heroes this year for the Fort Loramie Redskins has been Caleb Meyer. He plays right field extremely well when he's out there. He runs the bases, got a batting average of well over 300. Is 8-0 when pitching on the mound. Head coach Jeff Sanders lauded Caleb earlier this week.
He's certainly dynamite. He is extremely confident. He doesn't overthink it. He just goes out and plays. At the plate, I think, if I had to sum up his philosophy at the plate, it's see ball, hit ball. And, he doesn't strike out a lot. He's aggressive. He knows what pitches he wants to hit and which ones he doesn't. He's confident in the outfield, and he's got a way of gliding with long strides to get to balls that some other players wouldn't. And he's just got good foot speed, and he's a great athlete.
And your shortstop, Evan Eilerman, was outstanding. I know he had five assists at least, got the lead runner there between second and third early on in the game. None of his plays, none of them were easy. He had to move to his right toward the hole a few times. Every one of them clean as can be.
Yeah, he's gotten progressively better as the season has gone on. He really works at his craft. He practices hard. He's really got a good baseball IQ for being a junior. Getting that runner, trying to advance to third on that ground ball. That's a runner that is now no longer in scoring position and cannot score, if something, even on a blue pit or an air or pass ball or something of that nature. Now that runner's been eliminated and that's a potential run. So, that could be almost characterized almost like throwing a runner out the plate. If you allow a runner to get to third with less than two outs. So,
right.
He's just been really, really steady for us. And, there was a ball that would hit off Derek Meyer's glove and yep. then ricocheted out to short. And yep. Evan had to change direction and go get it. And, he's just been great. I mean, he's been phenomenal.
Trevor Middendorf in left field, rock solid as well.
Yeah, and he is a little bit like Caleb Meyer, that he just has a knack of getting a good jump, and he can cover so much ground as he glides to the ball. And he's got a way of keeping his head steady as he goes and chases the ball, so he can keep a beat on it. And he's just great out there. He's made some great plays. He threw a runner out the plate against Troy Christian in a big moment in that game. He's another player that out in the outfield, he's got tremendous amount of confidence. He really does want the ball hit to him every time.
Now you steal bases left and right. You steal people blind. You got Darren Hoying behind the plate. You don't give up very many steals at all. That's a big swing in your favor.
Sure. I mean, when you have a four-year starter at catcher, that helps you sleep at night. He's a great receiver. He does a great job framing pitches, giving the umpire a really good look. He's got a good arm to second, and he does a great job back there. And for us stealing bases, I think you sort of think about your team in the off season and kind of you try to envision what is my team going to be like this year? What are my assets and what are my liabilities and what do I need to do? And, you know, I think in the off season, you know, us coaches sort of talk and we trade ideas, we think about things and we talk about what kind of team we might be. And I think it was evident, that, you know, we all agreed that our team speed was going to be a weapon that if it can be used, it can be used and we'll use it. And, you know, opponents, and there have been opponents that have had excellent catchers that probably could be planning to play college baseball. And, you know, then you gotta be, then that's a weapon that you might have some limitations with. But as long as it's there, and it can help you, then, that's just another benefit on your team.
Pay respect to Rushi. I liked your gesture there at the end of the game. Obviously, in the moment, the Redskins players piled on each other to the left of the pitching mound and celebrated. You do expect that, but as a coaching staff, you made sure that the players hopped up promptly and got in the handshake line.
Yeah, you know, you can be fierce rivals on the court, on the floor, on the field, whatever. But you know, I think all rivals also have a mutual respect for each other when the game's over, before or after. You know, and we've had some great contests with Rushi. There's been a long history in multiple sports with Rushi. It's been a great rival. I mean, I have a lot of respect for what they do over there. They're hard workers. They have that determination and grit to win games. Even in years where you didn't think they were going to be strong, they find a way. And I can appreciate that. And I have a great admiration for the success that they can put together over in Rushi. They got great support from their community. They got great coaches and they got great players. So fierce rivals, but also be mutually respectful with each other. And I think that's just how the basic, you know, contest should be played.
Well, I like that touch at the end of that Fort Laramie-Rushi regional final. Well done. In fact, it was pre-planned by both head coaches, Kevin Flippo of Rushi and Jeff Sanders of Fort Laramie. The rivalry is healthy. Yeah, it's intense. It's a good rivalry. And we enjoy being a part of it, Chuck. We love it.
Absolutely. I mean, just covering Shelby County in all the sports.
Right.
You know,
we
only got a couple in football, but basketball, baseball, volleyball. It's just a thrill because there's always really good teams in the Shelby County League.
And this year here in baseball, it's unfortunate that only one team could come from Southwest Ohio. Only one team from the Shelby County League, for that matter, because Rushi certainly was Final Four caliber baseball. Redskins, by the way, had three young men, first team, all SCAL, Mac Fortman, Jake Sanders, Darren Hoying. On the second team were Derek Meyer and Evan Eilerman, about whom Coach Sanders spoke a few minutes ago. Boy, yep. Shortstop, he was terrific against Rushi.
He was, and I'll tell you, he's just an athlete. I mean, I watch him in all the sports, and the kid is just outstanding.
First-year head coach for John F. Kennedy is Jim Ciambotti, spelled Ciambotti. He kept insisting to me that the team's overall record was 20-9 on the year. That may have included a couple add-on games, don't know, but officially the OHSAA has been showing JFK's record is 19-6, so we will go with that. It's a club that's played a lot of Division 2s and 3s, one D1, including Warren J. Harding. Coach Ciambotti came aboard last summer, and he knew just a few months later he had a very good baseball club here in 2021.
You know, after I was hired, we had kind of a fall instructional for the kids that weren't playing fall sports in September. And I kind of got a feel that, you know, we had the opportunity to be pretty good, especially for our division. I never thought we would get this far this quick.
Tell me about Cam Hollaball, heralded player. He's a stud, multiple sport athlete, hits the long ball, and he's your ace on the pitching staff.
Cam, I think you nailed everything right there. He's a great athlete. He's done it three sports. Went to the football finals. Went to the regional finals in basketball. And obviously, State Seminars here in baseball. Great kid, comes from a great family.
Well, he's the leader for sure on a club which is extremely young. Highlight some of the underclassmen who've excelled for you.
Well, we got our three juniors who've done a great job. Alex DeSalvo, our center fielder. Gavin Trum, middle infielder, and our number two or three pitcher. And Mike Morrow, our left fielder, have done a great job. And then we've had some freshmen step up, obviously, with 7-6. With Caleb Hadley is probably a name to circle. He's only 15 years old, but he's got a great future. Jaden Rischel, both on the mound and swinging the bat has helped us also.
Warren, JFK is an independent. You're not in a league. Your schedule includes a D1 and an array of D2s and D3s. You play up all the time.
Yeah, that was one thing that when I got the job, I wanted to really do is play up. Play the good teams around here, because obviously we're not in the conference, so everything was geared towards the tournament, and so far it's worked out. The pitching that we saw from different teams, we saw a lot of their aces for the Division II teams, and I think that obviously has helped us prepare for the tournament.
Coach, a thumbnail sketch of Fort Loramie, your opponent, in today's Division IV state semifinal. What do you know about the Redskins, and how do you prepare for this team?
Well, they have an excellent tradition. They've been there, done that. I think they've won three championships. They come from an area that produces great athletes in all sports. What we know about their team is they like to push the game offensively. With the steals, the hit and runs, bunts. So we have to be prepared for small ball. Obviously, they're well coached and fundamentally sound. So we definitely got to work that out for us.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
You just heard from Brookins here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Following the Coach Jim Shambati interview, we went directly here at Canal Park to the national anthem, then Brookins, and we're back here live at Canal Park, the home of the Akron Rubber Ducks, AA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. It is Division IV state semifinal number two of the day, Fort Loramie, the visiting team against Warren JFK. First game earlier today, won by Van Wert Lincolnview, 2-1 over Lucasville Valley. All three runs scored in the seventh inning of a thriller that went right down to the very last pitch, a strikeout with the tying run on base.
Yep.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these additional Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at tomjerrys.com. Also like to remind you to take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket. You thought I was going to talk about the vaccine, didn't you? The Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket is still available. Only 200 of them remain. This raffle has prizes totaling $195,000. That's right, 195,000, almost $200,000. 200 tickets remain, I'm told. That's it. Some of the prizes include a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacations, lots of cash, other prizes and more. Go to flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle to check out the full list and buy your ticket right there at that site. If you've got questions, you can call Derek Pruder at 937-248-6787, 248-6787. Fort Laramie Redskins step in to hit against right-hander Cam Hollibaugh. 6'2", 210-pounder, microscopic .38 ERA on the year. And it's Derek Meyer opening up from the left side. He takes a ball low, then a strike, a fastball on the outside half of the plate, and it's 1-1.
Well, he squared on the first one, and that brought the first baseman and the third baseman in, so that gives him better holes.
And here's a foul to the screen off the bat of Derek Meyer, 1-2. Infield left to right for JFK, Michael Condalian, a third baseman, Gavin Schrum, shortstop, and the number two pitcher for this club, Santino Shambiati, the second baseman and the coach's son, first baseman Aiden Rossi. Here's Meyer slapping a foul down to the third base coaching box. Ball hit hard enough. Head coach Jeff Sanders said, I want no part of that one.
He would have to be really quick if he would have got to that one.
Caleb Hadley behind the plate. Hollibaugh on the mound, left to right in the outfield. Michael Morrow, left field. Alex DeSalvo, the leadoff hitter in center. And Jaden Rischel in right. Count is 1-2 on Derek Meyer. 368 by way of batting average for Fort Laramie. Derek Meyer, Jake Sanders, and Darren Hoying to start the game, 1-2-3 in the order. High and away, well outside the zone. And the count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2.
Good picture of Derek up on the scoreboard. They got some nice graphics there.
Sure do. I like them. Nice crowd from Fort Laramie behind the first base dugout. Sparse crowd from JFK to the left. High fastball, swing and a miss. Boy, some pop on that pitch.
Well, that was exactly the place you wanted to throw that. And Derek had no choice. He had to go after it.
So a strikeout recorded by Hollibaugh. As I mentioned, for about every 7 innings pitched, he's striking out nearly 12. And there's one right then and there of Derek Meyer to introduce the Redskins to the speed of Hollibaugh. He's at 82, 83 oftentimes with the fastball. Has a good breaking pitch, which Meyer saw early in the count. So here's Jake Sanders stepping in. Sanders, 449 on the year, had the big two-run double in the third inning against Rushi in the regional championship. And there's a slider, maybe a slurve, on the outside corner for a strike called. Catcher Hadley sets up outside again. That one's high.
Definitely a curve that time. He lost. He didn't snap it off.
Right. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Sanders. Again, infield is up at the corners. Condalian at third is actually in the grass.
Yeah.
A good 7-8 feet in front of the bag. Outfield shade Sanders a little bit right center.
A little bit, and they're kind of short, but I think it's because the dimensions here are bigger than most high school fields you're going to play on.
2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Jake. Spreads the feet apart, stands in near home plate. High fastball, swing and a miss. And that's the one that got Derek Meyer cutting.
Yep.
2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Sanders. Now the center fielder moves further into right center for Sanders. Hollibaugh winds way outside, missed the strike zone by 3 or 4 feet. And Sanders and Hollibaugh are full. Third baseman retreats a couple steps now for JFK. Condalion back, close to even with the bag. Here's the full count pitch to Sanders. Oh, it's right down the pipe. Fastball, knee high. Yes, he looked at it. Needed to get the bat off the shoulder on that one.
He didn't like the call, but that was a strike.
Two up, two down. Two Ks for Hollaball to open this contest. He has been a strikeout fiend all year long.
That was a perfect pitch.
Darren Hoying, 347, senior catcher, foul to the backstop, 0-1 on him. Interestingly enough, for this hitter for Fort Loramie, Chuck, outfield remains shaded a bit right center, even though Hoying hits from the right side.
I don't think that they're feeling that Loramie's going to be able to get around on him.
That's a good observation. There's a fastball called a strike at the letters, and Hollaball's ahead of Hoying, 0-2. Wind up a Hollaball pitch, big slow breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Hollaball picks up where he left off at the end of the year. He canned 13 in each of his last two starts, and he whips the side. Fort Loramie up and out in order to start the game. Fort Loramie nothing. Warren JFK coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Canal Park in Akron, home of the Rubber Ducks, the AA affiliate for the Cleveland Indians, the scene of today's Division IV state baseball semifinal. It's the second one of two earlier today. Van Wert Lincolnview by a score of 2-1 nipped Lucasville Valley. Lincolnview's Lancers await the winner of this game in tomorrow's 4 p.m. D4 state title contest.
Well, this is my first actual trip to downtown Akron. I don't think I'll be moving here, but it's not bad.
I like it. Caleb Meyer on the mound for Fort Loramie to start action against the leadoff hitter for the Warren JFK Eagles, Alex DeSalvo, close to a .350 batting average, hits from the right side, and after looking at a strike on the outside corner, loops one to center right in his tracks. Out there to make the easy play for Fort Loramie is Grant Albers. He was in the right spot, didn't have to move.
2 feet.
Yep, that's it. A stride with the left foot, a stride with the right foot. Albers had DeSalvo played perfectly. One up, one down for JFK here in the bottom of the first. Michael Condoleon, a freshman, third baseman, steps in, hitting just under .300 on the year. Fort Loramie plays him to pull. And in right field for Fort Loramie, the Redskins are up a little snug.
Yeah, they are snug.
Derek Meyer, shallow out there and right, as Condoleon is even in the count. A ball, a strike with one away. Good pitch by Caleb down on the end, and the hitter swung up over the top of it, 1-2. Caleb mixes his pitches, changes speeds, and hits spots. There's a ball line, not solidly in the air, caught at third base. Hilgefort went leaping into the atmosphere and brought it down.
It looked like it was hit harder, and Hilgerforth jumped a little early, but he did a nice job of adjusting because it looked like it was going to be a line over his head, and it wasn't hit as hard as he thought.
Right.
It sounded good.
Caleb Meyer with an ERA right at one has not been beaten all year long. He uses his defense. Teams put the ball in play against him, but not with confidence or conviction. A lot of weak batted balls.
And that keeps the defense on their toes.
Yes. The hitter, Gavin Shrum, takes a strike on the outside corner, breaking ball, then takes a curve low, and it's 1-1. Shrum, a 350 batter, shortstop, doubles on the mound as well, hits from the right side. This club has just one left-hand batter, and that nicks him. That caught his left elbow. Pitch wasn't very far inside, but looked like a strategic play by Shrum. I'll get on anyway I can.
I don't think he tried to get out of the way, and that's what they're getting ready to discuss out there.
Exactly. Here comes head coach Jeff Sanders, and Jeff is wondering just what I discussed with you.
Well, he's going to talk to the first base umpire to see. It looked to me like he kind of even stuck his elbow in a little bit towards the plate.
Well, I'll tell you, you've got the batter's box itself, and you've got the white stripe that parallels the inside part of the plate for the right-hand batter. And the pitch was not very far inside. Looked like it was traveling off the inside corner above the white stripe. And didn't take much for the batter to get some fabric touch.
They didn't hit him hard, but hey, they're not going to change it. And probably Coach Sanders knew that. He just went out there to make a point.
So Gavin Shrum is on, hit the pitch, and that was kind of weak. He's got a lead at first of four or five steps, bluffs. Here is Cam Hollibaugh, who's hit four out of the park this year, including a mammoth 450-footer in the Warren victory in the regional championship. There goes Shrum. Hollibaugh swings, towering fly ball to pretty deep right field, going back, and catching it eventually is Derek Meyer. Oh, he had to make the track toward the warning track, but hauled it in. The wind kept carrying it. Good play by Derek to hang tough.
Yeah, he did a nice job, and it wasn't going to go over his head. He had it played well from the beginning.
Hit and run was employed. Batter was swinging. Runner Shrum was off and running. No runs for JFK in the first. No hits. A runner left. We go to the second. Fort Loramie nothing. Warren JFK nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And gratitude to Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big deals, big sales always at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we salute the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. At Pinnacle, we will help you move forward. or better said, will help you, will keep you moving forward. There you go.
Let's just keep going forward.
Right. Mac Fortman steps in, cleanup hitter for Fort Loramie after three Redskins struck out in the first. And Fortman looks at two straight above his shoulders, and to throw him that high, you got to be well out of the zone because Fortman's a big young man.
He's a big kid.
6'4", swings from the left side, slightly open stance, 2-0 throw from hollow ball, swung on, hit hard to left center field off the bat of Fortman, off and running to Salvo, spears it.
Heading
into, yes, zipping into left center, went to Salvo to haul it in. That ball was tagged.
That was hit hard in the gap, but boy, he had him played really well. He was a little bit towards left center.
One away for Fort Loramie here in the second. First four retired by hollow ball, the number one pitcher for JFK. And the Redskins bring Evan Eilerman to plate from the left side. Evan Eilerman to the plate. Two lefties in a row here for Fort Loramie. Swing on a miss. Good high rising fastball by hollow ball. The one strike pitch to Eilerman. Oh, right down the middle center cut. 0-2. Unlike against Fortman, hollow ball ahead here versus Eilerman. And as Chuck noted in the first inning, outfield continues to play Fort Loramie not to pull. Center fielder shading the left-hand batting Eilerman into left center just a little. Pitches outside, wide. Here is the one ball, two strike pitch to Evan. Waits on the changeup and pops it into right center field. Wow. DeSalvo heads into the gap and dives and catches it.
That was some speed right there.
What a play. If that gets through and the right fielder can't make the backup, it's all the way to the warning track for a triple.
I'm telling you what, that was a heck of a play.
That's the pitch right there. Eilerman timed the breaking ball nicely from hollow ball.
DeSalvo playing a little bit towards left center and went to the gap in right center and down to his knees to make the play. That was terrific.
That was belted off the bat of Eilerman.
Yeah, that got to give him a little confidence that after the first inning, all three striking out, you're getting good contact down the second inning.
Yes, two Redskins hit it hard to open play in the second. And now Caleb Meyer, the counterpart of hollow ball, steps in. Strike at the knees. Nothing and one on him. Quickly played game so far. Here's a big bender, and Caleb Meyer lunges for it. Can't get a piece of it. Nothing in two on Caleb. Outfield straight away and left again. The center fielder DeSalvo. Two exciting plays by him to start the second inning. He's in right center just a tad. Fouled out of play to the right off the bat of Caleb Meyer. Two strikes on Caleb. Straightaway stance at the plate. Stands erectly, holds the bat high. Pitch by hollow ball. Fastball foul to the screen again. 1-2, or I should say 0-2. You can expect a breaking ball here in a pitch or two. Shrum, the shortstop, now retreats two or three steps, as does the third baseman. No threat to bunt here. Big curveball by hollow ball. Didn't snap it down. It's well above the strike zone. And now it's a 1-2 count.
I think you got to be looking for a fastball right at the letters.
Caleb leads this Fort Loramie team in steals better than 30. Caught just twice all year. That's an amazing stat. Hollow ball throws. Caleb looks at it way wide. Looked like a cutting fastball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Caleb Meyer. Sun has gone behind the clouds here at Canal Park. Fairly cloudy at the moment. Is a little breeze. Temperature mid-80s. Very slight chance of a pop-up storm. There's a ball nubbed and one bounce back to hollow ball. Goes way up in the air to catch it in the webbing and flips on to his first baseman for the out. Fort Loramie retired in order again.
He doesn't make that play, and he's on first base because the shortstop wasn't going to get there in time to throw him out.
Nope, it was a one bouncer. Hollow ball used every bit of his 6'2 frame to snow cone that hopper. and retire Caleb Meyer. We move to the bottom of the second in this D4 state semifinal tilt. Fort Loramie nothing, Warren JFK nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
How have the Redskins fared so far this year in low-scoring games by both sides, which have been very well pitched? Well, a 3-1 win over Rushi, a 4-0 win over Rushi, a 1-0 setback to Coldwater, a 1-0 win over Bellefontaine, a 2-1 loss to Anna, and a 1-0 victory over St. Henry. So the Redskins have played in some well-pitched, low-scoring contests like this one is starting out to be. A ball wide thrown by Caleb Meyer, then a foul to the screen. Off the bat of Caleb Hadley, 360 hitter, freshman catcher, just turned 15 years old. Legs spread apart at the plate. Holds the bat high. Takes a strong swing, high twisting foul, out of play to the right. Doesn't look like a freshman batter, does he?
He's got some pretty good size.
Yep. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Caleb Meyer swings into action. Darren Hoying with that outside target. Hadley rips at it, comes up empty. Strike three, Caleb's good. First K.
Great location on that pitch.
Hadley down on strikes. Michael Morrow, the 260 hitting junior left fielder, comes plateward. Also from the right side, his left foot is way out toward the front line in the batter's box. Big bender, Caleb Meyer. Oh, yes, a strike. It was taken all the way. In fact, Morrow was frozen.
Yeah, he knew he wasn't going to get a swing on that one.
Wind up the pitch by Caleb. Ground ball, Morrow to the charging Eitherman at short. Got it. Flips the throw onto first. Out at first base. Good assist by Evan Eitherman, who sparkled against Rushi in the regional championship. He doesn't miss much at all at that position.
No, that was an easy play for him.
A two or three hopper, and he didn't lay back on it.
He threw him out by three steps.
Yeah, came gliding in and threw a seed to Fortman at first base. Two gone, Jaden Rischel. Freshman right fielder swings and misses at a low outside curveball. Based on my research, Chuck, the strength of this JFK batting order, top four hitters. And the lineup from the batting perspective, the hitting perspective, weakens significantly as you go 5, 6 through 9. The count, a ball, a strike on Rischel. Rischel also does some pitching. Breaking ball thrown by Meyer just outside. He wanted it. So did his senior catcher, Darren Hoying, but it's ball two. 2-1 on Rischel. And spinning and pitching to the plate is Meyer. Inside corner called. Strike two. 2-2. Holding that bat back over his right shoulder is Rischel. Caleb Meyer swings into action, curls another bender in there. It's looped out over Sanders' head at second base into shallow right field, a base hit. A single for Rischel. Breaking ball off the handle, plunked into right center.
Yeah, didn't get a real good swing on it, but sometimes those are the ones that hurt you.
Rischel aboard, sophomore Aiden Rossi. First baseman steps in, lone left-hand batter in this Warren JFK order. Let's see if Rischel is off and running at first. Very short lead now. Gets a secondary lead. And the ball is fouled to the screen right in front of us. 0-1. Runner on first for Warren JFK. Bottom of the second for Loramie nothing. JFK nothing. Infield for Fort Loramie way up at third. He'll go for it. 10 feet in front of the bag, well on the grass. Oh, there's a backdoor breaking ball. Left-hand hitter looked at it, gave up on it,
yep.
And Caleb Meyer nibbled at the outside edge and got the call. 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Aiden Rossi. That fastball's right there. He hit the target outside at the belt. Got it. Strike three. Good pitching, Caleb Meyer. Nice frame job behind the plate,
yep,
by Darren Hoeing.
Not sure what the batter was looking at that time. He just took a strike and stood at the plate.
Got to protect. You got to swing the bat. We played two state semifinal D4 baseball. Fort Loramie nothing. Warren JFK nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Start dreaming. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoeing and Hoeing property off Retger Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna. Online at HoeingandHoeingBuilders.com.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Well, the key building components today, Chuck, for these two teams, get on base somehow and move the runner around, because it looks like a run or two will decide this contest.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming watching this game.
Albers behind, no balls, two strikes to start the third frame for Fort Loramie. The 314 batting left-hand swinger, a senior, is down two strikes. He's in the middle of the box, off the plate. Catcher sets up outside target, and Hadley snaps up the pitch from hollow ball. It just missed. 1-2 on Albers. Key building components for these two teams, somehow get a base runner and get him to second. Swing by Albers at a high hard one, strike three, he's out.
He's as advertised, boy, as he throws the ball really hard. His curveball has not been very good yet today. If he gets that going, that's going to be tough.
Uh-huh. At Fort Loramie, put the ball in play three times in the second. Four strikeouts and seven batters for hollow ball. And that's about his average on the season.
Well, they had two really hard hit balls in the second inning and couldn't get anybody around.
Here's DH Devin Ratterman looking at a fastball outside corner just above the knees. It's a strike called. Hollow ball really popping the mitt. Ratterman DHs for Clint Ilgefort, the third baseman. Big bender curveball low and in. Didn't have enough break on it. And the right-hand swinging Ratterman looked it over and did not offer a ball, a strike. Again, the outfield for JFK continues to play the Fort Loramie hitters not to pull. Third baseman up in the cuts, just at the edge of the grass. Swing by Ratterman, high foul back here near the screen. A ball and two strikes. Sun peeks out now here at Canal Park. Some fair weather cumulus clouds overhead. Wind blowing out slightly to left field. Here's the two-strike pitch to Ratterman. And that fastball is just off the plate outside. Good eye, but Devin. And the count goes to 2-2, 2-2. Slightly closed stance for Ratterman. Catcher Hadley on the outside corner. Here's the pitch, Mahala ball, lifted, short left center. Shortstop Shrum out, edge of the grass, has it, and there are two away. Ball not hit well, easy play for the JFK shortstop, Gavin Shrum. So after the pop to short, Trevor Middendorf steps in. 270 hitting left fielder for Fort Loramie, a senior, open stance at the plate. Pitch to him, fastball, just a mite low, ball one over the plate, but downstairs. Outfield is not expecting Fort Loramie to hit the ball long. They are shallow. Foul ball off the bat of Middendorf right back at us, but we're protected with a big screen.
I had it.
You had it all the way?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear you call for it.
I knew it was going to hit screen.
A ball, a strike on Middendorf. Two out for Fort Loramie. Top of the third inning, no score. Into the windup, hala ball. Big bender. Swing and a miss. I think that was more a fastball.
That was a fastball.
My mistake. A ball and two strikes. He's popping the mitt at every bit of 85 right now.
I was going to say, he throws the ball hard.
1-2 on Middendorf. Hala ball swings his momentum toward the plate. Middendorf can't catch up to it. Strike three. Three up, three down for Fort Loramie. Hollaball has set down nine straight, five via the strikeout route. We go to the bottom of the third in this D4 baseball state semifinal. Fort Loramie nothing and Warren JFK nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
One of our anchor sponsors, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. And Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney. Located on Route 25A, just south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. A roller foul to the left from the bat of the first hitter for Warren JFK, and then a ball, and then a stroke into left field, a line single to Middendorf and two hops. Well done by the nine hitter for Warren JFK, Santino Shambati, freshman second baseman. Base knock to left, and now let's see if JFK turns the tables on Fort Loramie. The running game might be in order here for sure, the bunt game.
I think you need to play for every single run you can get.
Here's DeSalvo, squares. Caleb Meyer throws it inside. It nicks him. It nicks him. DeSalvo hit by a pitch. The second JFK batter to be struck by a thrown ball from Caleb Meyer.
That one actually did hit him, too.
Yes, that was well inside. Caleb might have been expecting bunt.
Well, he squared, and unfortunately, he threw the ball way too inside.
Caleb tried to throw that pitch where perhaps DeSalvo could not bunt it very well at all and threw it too far in and plucked him up on the left shoulder. So two are aboard for Warren JFK in the bottom of the third inning. Right away, runners on. Chimbati singles to left. Pretty hard hit. DeSalvo, the leadoff hitter, hit by a pitch. Now Condoleon squares to bunt. A pop-up to the right of the plate. Oh, a dazzling play by Darren Hoying. He went flying from the catcher's box. Wow. A good 20, 25 feet to the right. Stretched out, lunging. Woo, what wheels by the catcher Hoying, and he caught the bunted pop-up.
What a huge out that was for the Redskins. Still in trouble a little bit with the runner in scoring position and only one out, but better than nobody out.
Good hitter at the plate, Gavin Shrum. It's a scoreless game, bottom of the third. Two on for JFK, one down. Big curve to Shrum. Is hit back up through the middle, rolling on into center field. Not hit hard. Albers charges, can't make a play at the plate, and Warren JFK scores.
Yep. Big run right there. That was just stroked right up the middle. Nothing anybody could do about it.
1-0, Warren JFK. Now here's Cam Hollaball with two on, one out. Redskins try to prevent further damage.
They can't afford any crooked numbers on the scoreboard.
And here comes Coach Sanders to talk pitching strategy with Hollaball stepping in. That'll give us an opportunity to tell you about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Dickman Supply, as Warren JFK leads Fort Loramie 1-0, bottom of inning number 3. So what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman has the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or a standby generator. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. 2 on, 1 out for Hollaball, who takes the first pitch from Caleb Meyer upstairs.
Well, Meyer has to not spend a lot of time concentrating on the runners and make a mistake on this batter, because this batter can hit it out of here.
Open stance, legs spread well apart for the 6-2 Hollaball, who looks at it low and away. Caleb Meyer misses the zone, 0-2. I think the Sanders conversation with Caleb was make Hollaball get himself out. Don't throw him anything too good. Don't get a lot of the plate. And now at 2-0, well, Caleb Meyer nips the inside corner at the knees.
That's a good place to throw it. He's not going to put that anywhere.
Right, 2-1. 2 balls and a strike on Hollaball. Outfield deep, shades him a little left. Albers in center, left center. Middendorf mighty deep and left. Here, Canal Park, it's 400 to a nook in center, left center. 337 to left, 331 down the right field line, and about 370 in the power alleys. It's a sizable park. Big curve by Caleb Meyer. Hollaball swings. Long drive. Deep left field. Middendorf goes back 3, 4, 5 steps. He's got it. And fires
nice
it back.
Job.
Yes.
Nice job.
Middendorf zips the throw back to the diamond, holding the runners. Trevor, thank goodness, was as deep as he was when the pitch was made. 2 down now for JFK. 1 run in. Here in the bottom of the third, still 2 on, first and second. Caleb Hadley to the plate. Redskins have retired Hollaball twice in fly balls, once to right, one to left. High floating curve, missed the zone. 1 ball and Hadley. Hadley struck out to start the second inning in his first at bat. 1-0, Warren JFK. Hollaball for the Eagles has set down 9 straight Redskins. 5 have been fanned. Sanders is hugging second base, trying to keep the runner close. And, boy, Caleb Meyer threw that one right by Hadley.
They did.
A strike, 1-1. Hadley, big 6'2", freshman catcher. Hoying sets up outside. Caleb tries to hit the target just a little bit
low. Must have been low.
Uh-huh.
It looked pretty good.
It was over the plate, but downstairs. 2-1 on Hadley. This is a big out for the Redskins to get through the second with just one run coming across the plate would be big. Hadley turns on an inside curve and hits it out of the park. Foul. To left field.
Woo! There's the key. Foul. Yeah, he was way out in front of that curveball.
About 30 feet to the left of the foul pole. Hit it a good 360 to left down the line. Well gone over the picnic area. 2-2 on Hadley. Two out, two on for JFK. Bottom of the third. Here's a curveball thrown, spoiled down the right field line, out of play that direction. And it's 2-2 still on Hadley. Caleb Meyer having to work his keister off here in the third inning to keep JFK off the board again. Runners at first and second. A lead at second from Santino Shambati. DeSalvo, big lead at first because Mac Fortman is well behind the runner trying to close off the base hit to right field if he can. 2-2 pitch to Hadley. Big curveball. Oh, it's hammered to deep left field. I don't know if Middendorf can catch that one. It's down the line. 325 from home plate. Hits on the warning track. One run will score. Here comes a second on a long, long two-run double by Hadley. He smoked it into the left field corner, and Warren JFK is on top 3-0.
Well, that curveball stayed up in the zone, and, man, he turned on that thing and hammered it.
3-0 Warren JFK here in the bottom of the third. That was a mistake pitch, and Hadley took care of it.
Middendorf didn't have a chance.
Well, as we were saying, Chuck, Francis Schulte's building components are the best, and building components for these two teams here today get on, somehow move the runners around. The way the two pitchers began the contest, we were looking maybe at a 1-0, 2-1 game.
Right.
Well, Warren JFK has already put three on the board here in the third inning, and it's a 3-0 advantage for Warren John F. Kennedy. So Fort Loramie is going to have to score at least four times now to win this game against the stud for the Eagles, Cam Hollabaugh. Pitching change for Fort Loramie. Derek Meyer comes on. 5 1/3 innings of splendid relief against Rushi. Allowed 2 hits and no runs in the regional championship. Building components again for both teams. Got to get base runners aboard. Hard to do against good pitching. But the Eagles have done it, and now Fort Loramie has its work cut out. Speaking of building components, the best come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Derek Meyer on the mound, ERA under 2 on the year. And he's got to shut the door now on JFK, which has exploded for 3 here in the bottom of the third.
It's tough. It's going to be a big chore to get 3 off Hollabaugh. And they got a runner in scoring position. They got to keep him there.
Yes. 3-0. 3-0 in favor of the Eagles. As on that double by Hadley, racing home were DeSalvo and Shrum. Shambati had already scored on the base hit by Shrum. 2 ribbies in the inning for Hadley of JFK. 1 RBI for Shrum. Runner at second base, Hadley. A foul ball strike off to the right. Michael Morrow, the junior left fielder, is at the plate. Hitting just under 270 on the year. Infield around to the left for the Redskins. Here's the pitch. Low and in. Gets away from the catcher, Hoing. Running hard to third is the base runner for JFK. Slides safely in, 90 feet away from home. Good hustle by Hadley as he saw the ball, managed to squirt away from Hoing. Ball was on the ground. Got to be scored a wild pitch.
I think so.
And the count, a ball, a strike. Here's a changeup, but Derek Meyer bounced on 1-2 friendly hops to Sanders at second. He gobbles it up, throws on to Fortman, out, but major damage done by JFK here in the third. After three innings, Warren, John F. Kennedy, 3, Fort Loramie, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victrus Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victrus, V-I-C, VictrusHealth.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Superior Aluminum Products in Ruzhi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com. The Fort Loramie Redskins have lost just four times this year, including that late season addition against Springfield Shawnee. Redskins behind seldom throughout the campaign, winning 28 of 32. But now must come from three down against a powerhouse ace, Cam Hollibaugh. 0.38 ERA on the year, averaging 12 strikeouts per 7 innings. He's K'd 5 Redskins so far. And Derek Meyer steps into the box. 9 up, 9 down for Fort Loramie through 3. Back to the top of the order. Low outside for a ball. 1-0 on Derek. Hollibaugh fires way upstairs, 2-0. Fort Loramie needs to get a runner or two on. Maybe Hollibaugh will help with a little streak of wildness here. 2-0 pitch to Derek Meyer. Fastball is low and in, 3-0. Those three not close. We've got the benefit of this breeze up above behind home plate. We're up top a good, what, Chuck, 100 feet or so?
Yeah, probably.
Off ground level. Derek Meyer squares to bunt, does not bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a strike, 3-1. The center fielder, DeSalvo, shading left center for Derek. 3-1 pitch, fastball inside corner at the knee, strike 2. Derek gave it the once over, didn't cut, was open for ball 4, didn't get the right answer. So he's back in the box again, full count. Hollibaugh fires. Foul to the screen. Good cut by Derek as he protects. Leadoff hitter for Fort Loramie, top of the fourth. 4-0 Warren JFK, or I should say 3-0 Eagles, with the 3-run uprising in the bottom of the third. 3-2 pitch to Derek Meyer. Fastball. Oh, it's a tad bit high. Derek gets cut a break. And the catcher, Hadley, for JFK, wanted it. The pitcher, Hollibaugh, for JFK, wanted it. They both paused.
It was close.
Oh, they both paused. Hadley held the mitt right there. Hollibaugh stared in from the mound. But no dice. Ball 4. First base runner for Fort Loramie. And here's Jake Sanders in the very first inning Derek Meyer, Jake Sanders, Darren Hoying, all strikeout victims. Infield up at third. Pitch to Sanders. Bunt, 1-2, bounces back to the mound to Hollaball. Here's a quick snap throw to second base, and out is Derek Meyer on the force.
Yeah, he bunted that to the wrong spot. I mean, obviously, bunting is a lost art, but he bunted the ball right back to the pitcher who had no trouble going to second base with it.
Yeah, but that bunt is 6-8 feet to the left or right of the pitcher.
You got to make him, yeah. Even if he fields it, you got to make him move to field it so they get the out at first, not second.
I think Hollaball would have played it safe and gone to first had he had to move a little bit more to retrieve the ball. So Sanders is at first. Derek Meyer retired. 1-4, pitcher to second baseman. Sanders on at first with a lead. Darren Hoying from the right side, he squares to bunt, then pulls the bat back and yanks a foul down the left field line.
Up into the party deck.
Yes. A good 40 feet off the left field foul stripe. As Darren Hoying took a strong cut at an inside breaking ball and jerked it out of play. Here's a throw to first. Jake Sanders back for Fort Loramie. 3-0 lead. Warren JFK, top of the fourth. And it's getting late for Fort Loramie against this kind of pitching.
Yep. I mean, they've got three more at-bats after this inning. Be nice if they could at least get one here.
Right. Hollaball into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Hoying. It's a curveball off the handle, fouled to Coach Sanders at the third base box.
I'm looking on the scoreboard. I think that might have been an error.
Count, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two. 0-2 on Darren. Hollaball would love to register strikeout number 6 right here. Pretty good lead for Sanders. Hollaball wheels into action. There's a number of the third baseline. Third baseman charges. He was playing up anyway. Throw to first is wide. First baseman spears and tags Hoying,
yep,
flying by.
I think he stayed on the base, but he didn't take a chance. He went ahead and tagged him going by also. Heads up play by the first baseman.
And a sure-handed feel of the number by Michael Condoleon, the third baseman for Warren JFK. If he's back at normal depth, that's probably an infield single.
Probably a single. Yeah, because it was a swinging bunt.
Here's Mac Fortman from the left side, runner in scoring position in the person of Sanders at second. Big Bender doesn't snap off large enough and is outside for a ball to Fortman.
He was looking at second base when he delivered that pitch.
Hollaball stretching, looks back at Sanders. Then a slide step. Fortman swings, misses. 1-1. Quick delivery to the plate from Hollaball. 1-1 on Mac. Again, the outfield for the left-hand batter is shaded left. Here's an outside fastball off the plate, clearly. 2-1. Two away for Fort Loramie, top of the fourth, 3-0. Warren JFK, Redskins need a base knock right here.
I'll tell you what, there's a huge gap between center and right field. Right fielder's playing him straight up.
Yep, a lot of acreage to right center. Fortman takes a fastball very wide, and the count is stretched to 3-1. Evan Eilerman on deck. Fortman steps away from the plate. Three runs, four hits for Warren JFK. No runs, no hits for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Fortman. Fastball outside corner. Yes, sir. 3-2. Boy, this plate umpire is sharp. He has turned it.
I have no complaints about this calls.
It's an art form when you watch this plate umpire go to work. Well done. Full count pitch to Fortman. Runner at second. Lined into the dugout of JFK to the left.
They don't have any subs, so nobody was in trouble getting hit.
It's a roster of 11. That means there are two off the field in the dugout along with the, what, four or five coaches?
I was going to say they have 11 players and 12 coaches.
Runner at second for Fort Loramie. Two down, top of the fourth. 3-2 pitch to Fortman. Fastball spoiled by
Nice
Mac.
Nice job. Yep. Nice job. He wasn't going to put that in play, so fouling it off was the best he could do.
Right. Warren, JFK, 3. Fort Loramie, nothing. Top of the fourth inning. Mighty big pitch here. A ball would enable the Redskins to bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Evan Eilerman. 3-2 pitch. Fortman, no, it's a bluff back to second. Very spacious park here at the home of the Rubber Ducks in Akron. There's a nook out in center, left center, where the wall juts back to 400 feet. 3-2 pitch, Pahala ball. Long stretch, high hold, fouled out of play by Fortman. And this is a fine at bat.
It is.
By the Shelby County Player of the Year, Mac Fortman.
I don't know which is a better nickname, the Rubber Ducks or the Toledo Mud Hen.
Yeah, they're both all wet. Fortman back in the box. Another 3-2 pitch, about the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Hollow ball into a stretch. Looks at Sanders at second, then steps off. Jake trying to play with hollow ball's mind. Hollow ball really doesn't need to worry that much about him. Here is a 3-2 pitch to Fortman. It's a fastball lined into right field on 1-2-3. Hops to the right fielder. Good stroke by Fortman, who punches an RBI base knock into right. Sanders storms around third, and here he comes home.
Nice death. Great at bat by Fortman. Great at bat.
10 pitches and eventually a line single to right field that breaks up the no-no and puts Fort Loramie on the board. A superb piece of hitting by Mac Fortman. And now we've got a Fort Loramie player pinch running.
Sam Barhorst going to come in and run for Fortman.
He often does. Sam's got fine wheels. And I tell you what, he just might take off in one of the first couple pitches.
You might as well.
Here's Eilerman to the plate. Tell you what, Fort Loramie is a stolen base and a single away from making this a 3-2 game. It's 3-1 now. Warren, JFK, in the lead. Top of the fourth. Redskins still batting. Pitch to Eilerman. High outside. Ball one. And the pitcher, hollow ball, withering just a little bit. He's lost some of that command.
Well, the three runs sometimes messes with your concentration. Barhorst had a heck of a jump on that last one.
Sure did. Barhorst with a lead again. Oh, Eilerman swings. Belts one to deep right. Oh. Right fielder goes back and jerks it out of the air. Boy, that ball was ripped. Evan Eilerman turned on a curve and hit it very hard to right. It was drilled. Right fielder had Evan played perfectly. Nice job out there by Rischel for Warren, JFK. If that manages to get over his head, it's another
run
and
yes,
a triple for sure. Well, we played 3.5 here at Canal Park in Akron. D4 baseball state semifinal. Warren, JFK, 3. Fort Loramie, 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing, because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here is Jaden Rischel coming up to lead off the inning for Warren JFK, bottom of the fourth. Rischel snatched the ball out of the air to end the previous half inning for Fort Loramie as Eilerman spanked one hard to right field. And Rischel starts the bottom of the fourth, up and out. Three strikes from Derek Meyer. Batter went fishing on the last one.
Yeah, he swung at that when the ball dropped, but great job of tagging him out at the plate.
Here's Aiden Rossi. He struck out in the second. Rischel, by the way, had singled in the second inning for Warren JFK. He got the first hit of the game for the Eagles, who then scored three runs in the third with a double and two singles, the big two-bagger from Hadley, the difference in this game so far. Here's a tapper up the right side, hugging the line, and Darren Hoying fields foul. Catcher for Fort Loramie jumped on the ball about 35 feet up the line at first, but it was 6 inches foul.
I had a flash back there. I saw the Loramie coaches up calling the infield, the third outfield to come way in, and I thought, am I up? No, it's not me.
Aiden Rossi, light hitter, 250 on the year, only left-hand batter for JFK. Takes a Derek Meyer pitch wide. And the count goes to 1-2. I failed to mention the first pitch was a called strike, 1-2. Big bender from Derek Meyer, dribble to the right side. Jake Sanders into the hole. He traces it down, fires quickly on to first to Mac Fortman to get the out. Ball was not hit hard. Sanders had to go a long way and had to make a speedy throw to Mac at the bag at first to retire Rossi.
Real important to get the out here and to keep the top of the order coming from coming up with somebody on base.
Exactly. Santino Shambati, the coach's son, big base hit for him to lead off the previous inning.
Whoa.
Here's a scorching line drive caught by Hilgeford, a foot off the ground at third. He leaped to his left and got that ball in the webbing. Shambati is robbed. Well, we played 4 innings here in this D4 state semifinal. Fort Loramie's got work to do. We go to the fifth. Warren JFK 3, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Yep, you know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and the favorite for those who visit us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, too. You can be sure you will always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip sirloin steak dinner is just $12.50, served after 4. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Myers in Botkins. First ball hitting Fort Loramie to start the fifth inning. A ground ball to short. It's thrown high at first. Safe at the bag.
Well, Shrum let the ball play him, and then when he made the throw, he threw it upstairs, pulled the first baseman off the bag. A good hustle to first base that time.
Caleb Meyer with the fine wheels made that interesting. You're so right, Chuck. The ball was hit pretty hard to short, but Shrum did not charge an inch.
No, he let it play him back, and then he had trouble getting the ball out of his glove to throw it to first.
And it was going to be tight at first base anyway. Here's a wild pitch. It hits home plate and goes beyond Hadley all the way back to the screen. Caleb Meyer surges down to second base, and Fort Loramie has a runner in scoring position. No out here in the top of the fifth, trailing 3-1. Grant Albers is in at the box, ready to hit from the left side. A ball on him. Here is hollow ball into the stretch against Albers. Curveball outside corner. It caught it. 1-1. Grant didn't like the call. E6 on Trum on the previous play.
Yes.
Fort Loramie will take it. And then Caleb Meyer scoots to second on the wild pitch. The throw to Albers. Big bender way wide. Didn't have enough snap on it. And the count, two balls and a strike on Grant. Redskins have the tying run at the plate, down 3-1 here in the top of the fifth.
I can't imagine how good he is when he's got his curveball working, too.
Right. It's not sharp right now. Here's a swing at a fastball by Grant, and he smacks a foul to the screen to make it 2-2. You're right. His breaking pitch has been off.
Yep.
Albers struck out in the second. Caleb Meyer with a nice lead at second. The pitch to Grant fouled away between home and third again. Redskins doing a much better job here in the recent innings in the fourth and fifth making contact. Hollow ball struck out three to start the game in the first inning. Two more in the third. 2-2 pitch to Albers. Runner at second. No out. Way up top with a fastball. It's full. Grant's got to look this one over and make sure he swings at a strike.
You know, you got to make sure that if it's not something you feel like you can put in play, you got to foul it off.
Yes. Caleb Meyer with a lead at second base on via the error, and then the wild pitch. Full count pitch to Grant. Low inside corner, strike three called.
Yeah, that was a perfect pitch.
Nice job by hollow ball.
And they can't afford to leave that runner at second.
Nope. You got to make this a 3-2 ball game at the middle of the fifth inning for sure. Nothing less than that. Devin Ratterman, the DH, steps in. He was out on a looper to short his first time up. Devin wants to bunt and sprays it foul to the right of home plate. No balls and a strike. Not a bad idea to make that first baseman have to field the ball, then it's a foot race. Or does the second baseman cover and get to the bag in time?
Well, I mean, you bunt here, and if you move him over and get the out at first base, I guess you got another way to score on a pass ball or wild pitch.
Down two is Fort Loramie. Ratterman squares to bunt and pulls the bat back and lifts a pop-up to medium right field. Should be routine for Jaden Rischel. He's under it, has it, throws it back to the diamond, and it gets loose. It's wild, rolling away from Shrum at shortstop. Down the left field line, he tracks it down, and Caleb Meyer moves up on another error.
Anyway, yes, he did.
So Ratterman flies to right. Error, right fielder on the throw. Trevor Middendorf steps in, runner at third from where Caleb Meyer can score via a pass ball, a wild pitch, an error.
You got him on second base. He isn't even tagged up. He was halfway to third, is walking back to the base, and you throw a bad throw back into the infield.
So Warren, JFK, fundamentally not sharp here in the fifth inning. Big at bat for Middendorf. He wants to bunt. It does so. Foul on one big hop back over the head of the catcher. Runner at third for Fort Loramie here in the top of the fifth. It's 3-1 in favor of Warren JFK. Two down. Redskins desperately need to generate another run and slice this deficit to a single run at the end of the top of the fifth. Middendorf, open stance at the plate. Hollow ball not stretching. He's in the windup. JFK is not going to give Fort Loramie a chance to bunt it up either line. The corners are charging. The pitch to Middendorf, right down the middle at the knees. 0-2. Outfield very shallow for Trevor. who hit the ball 360 feet off the fence in the regional semifinal at Princeton. Outside target set by Hadley. Curveball is there. Yes, it caught the black. Strike three. Middendorf knew he should have pulled the trigger. Generous strike zone, but it's been that way the whole afternoon.
Absolutely, yep.
Middle of the fifth inning here at Canal Park in Akron, Division IV state semifinal. Warren, JFK 3, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike, a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, by the way, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Top of the order for Warren, JFK. Alex DeSalvo is down two strikes. One looking and then a foul. 0-2 pitch. And he goes down in the dirt after it. Good pitch by Derek Meyer. Ball rolls away from the catcher, Hoing, who pounces on it, throws a strike down to Fortman to get the first man retired to start the bottom of the fifth. DeSalvo had flown out to center and been hit by a pitch. Here's Michael Condoleon, the third baseman for Warren, JFK. Out on a ball hit in the air to Hilgefort. And out on a bunted pop-up behind the plate on which Darren Hoing made a sparkling play. That was back in the third. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Warren, JFK 3, Fort Loramie 1. One away for the Eagles. And the count goes to 2-0. A couple of pitches upstairs from Derek Hoing in relief of Caleb Meyer, who moved to right field. Ball fouled, curling out of play down beyond first base. Derek Meyer on the mound. I may have mistakenly said Hoing. If I did, I apologize. Derek Meyer, superb in relief in the regional championship against Rushi. He's done yeoman's work out of the bullpen all year, trying to shut the door on Warren, JFK, after Caleb gave up a three spot in the third inning. And fouling the ball off is Condoleon at the plate. Here's the windup, the 3-2 pitch by Meyer, low and inside, and skipping over that pitch ball was Condoleon. He is on at first with one out for Warren, JFK, here in the bottom of the fifth.
And this is absolutely the meat of the order.
Gavin Shrum, shortstop, 350 on the year, followed by Cam Hollibaugh, 440 on the year. Redskins cannot afford to give up another run. Lead at first. And Meyer had Condoleon going back to the bag, pitch to the plate inside. 1-0 on Shrum, who singled and been hit by a pitch in this game. Been on twice. Outfield straight away. Caleb Meyer hugging the line now in right. Strike inside corner. Good. throw to the plate by Meyer. It froze the batter Schrum, and he's behind. I should say it's a ball and a strike on him. Breaking pitch, Derek Meyer. Ooh, a little bit high. Derek thought it was a strike. So did his battery mate, Darren Hoing. And the count goes to 2-1. Quick working Meyer. Fine let up. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Batter out ahead of it. Outstanding change of pace by Meyer. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first. One out for Warren, JFK. Bottom of the fifth. Into a stretch, Derek. Long look at first. High hold. Hard ground ball to third. It is fair inside the bag. It got between Hilgefort and the base and rolls down the line. Good hustle effort by Middendorf to shut that ball off before it got to the stands. And he zips the throw back into the diamond to hold the batter runner to a single. And runners are at first and second with one out for Warren JFK here in the fifth. And guess who's coming to the plate? Cam Hollaball. 440 on the year. He's flown to right and left. Open stance. Warren JFK tries to break it open with a base knock at this moment. Derek Meyer fires. Hollaball takes inside 2 or 3 inches. Just missed. A ball, no strikes on Hollaball. Bottom of the fifth inning. Meyer throws, changeup. Pulled very foul into the dugout, 1-1. Chuck, a quick check of our laptop computer. We're right where we should be. Online and on the radio, WMVR. Pitch to Hollaball. A let-up by Derek Meyer down in the zone, and Hollaball comes up empty. Good pitching here by Meyer. The ball and two strikes on Hollaball. Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Waste pitch by Meyer up and away. The count goes to 2-2. So many thanks to have WMVR 105.5 TAM FM as our broadcast partner. Big 2-2 pitch by Derek Meyer. To Hollaball of Warren JFK. He golfs at it, and he whiffs for strike three.
Nice pitch.
I thought for an instant, Chuck, he might have fouled it at the plate, but no. If he did get a piece of it, Darren Hoing held on. Amazingly, Fort Loramie's done an excellent job on supposedly the strength of this Warren JFK offense. Cam Hollaball's been shut down. 0 for 3. Two on, two out. Here's Caleb Hadley, the freshman catcher, who's got the big two-run double back in the third. That's the difference in this game.
That is the difference.
And a strike to him on the inside half. Derek Meyer tries to keep the momentum going. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Bouncing. One, two, three hops to third. A foot foul outside the line. Glove there by Hilgefort. And Meyer's ahead 0-2. It's almost as if, Chuck, Derek Meyer doesn't deliver the ball the same way two times in a row.
I was going to say, his delivery, especially with the runner on first when he was holding the runner,
yeah. He
did what they call a slide step,
yeah.
And then he was getting his knee up there, and that was really freezing the runner at first base because he didn't know if he was coming to first or going to the plate.
Oh, is Derek ever crafty? Big pitches here, 0-2 to Hadley. Meyer throws, and the pitcher wastes it outside. Good idea. See if Hadley would chase and get himself out. A ball, two strikes, two on for Warren JFK. Bottom of the fifth, two out. Fort Loramie down 3-1. Meyer throws. Hadley fouls at home plate. Back through the legs of Darren Hoing and the plate umpire. 2-2. Redskins have got to stalemate this JFK offense right here. Can't allow any further runs to cross the plate. It's going to be difficult to scratch home a couple runs against Hollaball in the last two frames. Two-strike pitch to Hadley. Meyer winds, throws. Oh, Hadley powers one to left field. On comes Middendorf, sliding, catching for the out.
Nice play.
Woo, well done by Middendorf.
That's a hard play.
Uh-huh. Middendorf was playing pretty deep. The ball by Hadley was hit really hard, a bullet. It was laser to left, and Middendorf came charging on, went to his knees, and pulled it off just above the ground. So we played five here at Canal Park. Thanks to the out of Middendorf, it is still Warren, JFK, 3, Fort Loramie 1. Good play by Trevor and left to bring the fifth inning to a close on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
It is crunch time, rally time for Fort Loramie, trailing 3-1, top of the sixth inning of this Division IV baseball state semifinal. The winner returns tomorrow at 4 to play Van Wert Lincolnview, which pulled it out of the fire in game one today against Lucasville Valley, which had the tying run at second with one out in the bottom of the seventh and bunted into a tag out at third.
Yeah, kind of a strange play.
Redskins come calling against Hollaball. First pitch, low, ball one to start the top of the sixth inning. Fort Loramie at the top of the order, Derek Meyer, who's done an outstanding job pitching in relief of Caleb, takes one at the knees. It's even up, a ball, a strike. 3-1 lead, Warren, JFK, top of the sixth. Eagles did the damage in the third inning. It was capped off. Two-run double by Hadley, the catcher. Oh, Derek Meyer, nice piece of batting. Taps one in the hole between third and short. Sort of a protective-like swing. But it's in a good spot in the diamond, and Derek Meyer beats it out. Long throw by Schramm, not nearly in time.
We used to call that a seeing eye hit. And you weren't going to get him out with his speed. They actually did a pretty nice job. They came close at first base. I didn't think it was going to be that close at all.
Right. Good hustle by Derek. Third baseman was in so far, Chuck. It got past him immediately. He had no chance to cut it off in front of the shortstop.
Schramm is a pretty good baseball player.
That's the shortstop for JFK. Swing and a foul ball off to the right, off the bat of Jake Sanders. Boy, here's the man that Fort Loramie needs to get aboard in the top of the sixth. That would put two runners on, would put the tying run on base. Infield single for Derek Meyer, and that is only hit number two for the Redskins in this game. Through five complete.
He hurt himself going back into first base.
Oh, my goodness gracious, he sure did. Yep, he made a headlong slide and stretched out that right shoulder, and it's bothering him. And you see athletes make that dive with the arm stretched out, and that's when shoulder subluxation can occur. And hopefully it's nothing more than a stinger. And Derek down there at first base in some discomfort.
Yeah, he's having trouble. He's not shaking it off.
Uh-uh. And a pinch runner for him.
Good choice.
At the very least.
Go over there and have the trainer take a look at you, get a little ice on it, and see if he can stretch it out.
That's his right, not his left, which, of course, is the throwing arm. And we are going to have a pinch runner. Chuck, can we make out the numerals on the back?
Let's see. No, I wish they had him on the front, too.
No balls and a strike on Sanders. No one out for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth inning. Pinch runner in for the Redskins. I think it might have been Elliott Davis, 35, 6 foot junior. Davis at first, Sanders at the plate, no one out for Fort Loramie. Top of the sixth inning, Redskins trail 3-1. Pitch to Sanders, inside corner. He is looking at it. That was a mistake. He's behind 0-2. And that was a breaking ball, one he could have turned on. Outfield very shallow for Jake. Boy, it wouldn't take much to stroke one over the left fielder's head. Sanders in the box to hit, then steps out. Condaleon is up in the cut at third, about a foot from the grass. Shortstop Shrum shades second for Sanders. Here's the pitch. Sanders is it right back through the box. Oh, it stopped on the play by Hollaball. He goes to one knee to field, and he gets the force out at second base.
What an athletic play that was. I thought he really made a mistake when I saw him turn to throw to second.
One away for Fort Loramie. Sanders hit it hard. It goes 1-6. Shrum covering. If that ball rolls away from the pitcher another foot or two, all hands are safe.
Well, or the pitch doesn't hit him in the leg, it goes right up the middle for a single.
Possibly, yep. So one on still now for Fort Loramie. This time it's in the person of Sanders. Darren Hoying looks at a ball low. Jake, one of the top two or three base dealers on this Fort Loramie club, he might be going. Hollaball throws. Ooh, it almost caught the batter, Darren Hoying, in the left shoulder.
Well, unlike the two batters that were hit for JFK, you didn't want to be hit by that pitch.
No. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Hoying. Sanders at first. Good lead for Fort Loramie. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Redskins down two. Way outside and low. Hollaball continues to struggle with command in the late innings. 3-0 count. Got to be taking here. He might even take a couple. Center fielder DeSalvo, a little bit to right center. He's made two excellent catches out there. One in left center, one in right center. Fastball is center cut, right down the pipe. 3-1. 3-1 on Hoying. He struck out and been retired, third to first. Hoying looks at a pitch, low outside corner, slider, strike two. 3-2. Well, he took two like I thought he might. Now here comes the payoff pitch. Sanders at first, one down for Fort Loramie. 3-2 pitch to Darren Hoying. Here it comes. And it's a very high fly ball to deep left in the corner. It's curling foul.
Wow.
Out of here. Out of here, but about 15 feet to the left of the pole. That had enough juice to tie this game up. It was hit a mile high. I lost it for a moment, Chuck.
There's no real room between the stands and the nope. Foul line down there. That had to be awfully close.
15 feet foul, a home run, but to the left of the foul pole. Woo! Wasn't foul by much. That ball was hammered by Darren Hoying. It was an inside curveball, and he jerked it just a little bit too far to the left.
I'm not sure we'll see another curveball.
Nope. Count remains full, and Darren Hoying. Sanders with the lead. Here's the windup, the pitch to Darren. Another curve. Lifted to short center. Shrum going out. Camps under it. Got it. The shortstop hauls it in. Two away. Here's Mac Fortman. Mac can go deep. He can drive it. Redskins would love to somehow scratch across a run in the sixth and be only one down entering the seventh. 3-1, Warren JFK. Top of the sixth for Fort Loramie. Sanders at first, two out. Fortman from the left side. Hollowball's curve is bounced back up the middle. Second baseman near the bag takes it unassisted. Forced out at second base, three gone. Nice job by Santino Shambati, second baseman for the Eagles. And Fort Loramie is retired here in the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Warren, JFK 3, Fort Loramie 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at tomjerrys.com. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Those three sponsors on with us for more than 30 games in which Fort Loramie participates throughout the school year.
So Myers shook it off and stayed in the game.
Yes. And he looks just fine. Gets a swinging strike to start the bottom of the sixth. And then a second swinging strike. 0-2. Derek Meyer is out ahead of Michael Morrow, the junior left fielder for JFK. 3-1. Warren John F. Kennedy leads it. Bender, Meyer, wide of the plate. Wasted that one to see if Morrow would chase. A ball, two strikes. 1-2. Bottom of inning number six. Meyer throws, and it's fouled at the plate. And the catcher, Darren Hoying, says, hey, I caught the foul tip. It didn't hit the ground. Umpire said it was on the turf. Darren says, what's going on here? It should be strike three. And the batter cut at it, did get a piece of it.
I couldn't tell if it hit the blocked. I couldn't tell if it hit the ground or not.
Did Darren Hoying maybe trap it against the protector? Was it on the ground instantly? Did he trap it off the ground? Or did he get it clean? And it's ruled that the batter remains in the box. Foul ball, still strike two. Nobody out on the diamond willing to change that call from more than 90 feet away.
No.
Here's the windup, the pitch on the plate of Morrow. That one is definitely low and inside. And the count goes to 2-2. We're in the bottom of the sixth. To say it's late for Fort Loramie is an understatement. Redskins are down 3-1. A three-run explosion by Warren JFK in the third inning. The difference, a long two-run double by freshman catcher Caleb Hadley of John F. Kennedy. That's the difference. Here's the swing to Morrow, and he loops a foul along the left field line. It's on the warning track, about 7 or 8 feet foul, and nobody from Fort Loramie. The trio of shirts go hustling after it. No one can haul it in. Warren JFK's colors, red, white, and blue. They've got white from top to bottom. Blue numbers outlined in red and red sleeves. Fort Loramie, the black jerseys, white pants. red and white trim on the shirts, white caps. Pitch to Morrow. Oh, that's hit very hard to left field. Middorf, Johnny on the spot, though, sneaks backward and sticks the glove up and picks it off.
Well, I tell you what, he is right at the top of my list for Clancy's player of the game.
He's at a workout in left field.
Been terrific in left field.
Ball hit hard off the bat of Morrow. Tell you what, Chuck, Warren JFK, despite 6 of 11 roster members being freshmen, have made believers out of me.
Well, and the fact that there's only 11 players.
Yes. Yep. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Jaden Rischel. Swing and a miss at a wide one. Wasn't even close to catching the outside corner. Rischel went after it. A ball, a strike. Meyer throws. Well, that's a changeup down at the knees. He looks at it. Strike two.
You better be ready to swing when you step in, because he is not taking any time on the mound.
Meyer gets the ball back from Hoing. Rischel swings. Ground ball right to Hilgefort. He's got it and throws to Fortman out at first. Mack came off the bag toward the plate, speared it, kept his foot in contact. And nice play by Hilgefort. Two men are out.
Rischel tried to call timeout. The umpire didn't give it to him, and he almost got a hit out of it.
Right. He did. I like that. I don't think the plate umpire should grant
it. Not at that point.
No. Here's a ball smoked to short. Good play by Eilerman. Guns it across. Out at first base. Aiden Rossi retired on a ball to short after Jaden Rischel was retired on a ball to third. Last chance for Fort Loramie against the pitching stud of Warren JFK. Top of the seventh, 3-1 Eagles over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, the pitcher for Warren JFK, Chuck, has faced four Redskin batters over the minimum.
He's been as advertised.
Fort Loramie starts the top of the seventh inning with Evan Eilerman looking at strike one. 3-1, Warren JFK, having scored three in the third, knocking out Caleb Meyer. Big curveball by Hollaball way outside. He's not had good luck with the curveball in this game. Eilerman needs to get on any way possible. Here's the windup, the pitch to Evan. Fastball, swing and a miss. Cut on, strike two. One and two. Hollaball struck out five of the first nine. Has struck out two since. He's got seven Ks on the day. He's given up two hits. Derek Meyer, a walk. And safe on an error was Caleb Meyer. Fly ball by Eilerman along the left field line. And roaming over there, camping under it and calling is Michael Morrow. And he's got it for one out. Caleb Meyer to the plate. Mack Fortman, Derek Meyer, the two singles for Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer safe on an error in the fifth inning. Derek Meyer a walk in this game. So we have one out for Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh. There's a line drive pasted to left field, a clean single. Well done by Caleb. Base hit to left for Meyer, tying run, Albers to the plate.
Here we go. Seventh inning rally.
Caleb Meyer with terrific speed. Do you dare try to get him to second base, Chuck?
No, because you need two runs.
Right.
If you get out stealing at second base, you'll probably get fired.
Grant Albers has K'd twice in this game. Caleb with the lead. Grant takes low and in above a shoe tops. Ball one. Fort Loramie not out of this yet. Warren, JFK 3, Fort Loramie 1, top of the seventh. Redskins a runner aboard with one out. Outfield in right, pulling Albers to pull. He swings, lifts a towering fly ball to left center. Who's got it? DeSalvo or the left fielder? Oh, Morrow staggers under it, calling DeSalvo off at the last second. And Morrow belatedly hauls it in. Oh, that was close.
He took his eye off to call off the center fielder, and then he looked back up and couldn't find the ball for a second.
Yes. That's an out, nonetheless. Two away. Fort Loramie down to the last one. Here's Devin Ratterman. Warren, JFK fans on their feet. Hollaballs pitched a complete game three hitter. Struck out seven, as I mentioned. Ratterman needs to get aboard. Caleb Meyer with the lead. Ratterman takes low and away. Ball one. It's not over till it's over. And that means 21 outs have to be recorded. 20 have been so far. 1-0 pitch, hollow ball. Hard ground ball to third, foul outside the line. 1-1 on Ratterman. He's been out on a pop to short and a fly to right. Warren, John F. Kennedy. First trip to the state Final Four. Trying to advance to the state championship game tomorrow at 4 against Van Wert Lincolnview. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Ratterman. Very high, fastball 2-1. Redskins would love to get that tying run aboard. A two-base hit then could even up this count. 3-1 lead for Warren, JFK. One on, two out for Fort Loramie, top of the seventh. Redskins down to one out. 2-1 pitch to Ratterman from hollow ball. Breaking pitch. Ooh, it missed inside. Came around the plate. Hollow ball wanted it.
Yeah.
Catcher wanted it. Plate umpire shook his head.
Ratterman didn't want it.
No. Three balls and a strike on Devin. The Redskins DH. Lead at first, but Caleb Meyer. Hollow ball hurls way up and in under the chin of Devin Ratterman. He's on base. That was high and tight. Ball four.
Yeah, that wasn't close. Now we got Middendorf, who can solidify that Clancy's with a base hit right here.
Runners at first and second. Wheels are turning. Here comes Coach Jim Shimbati to the mound for Warren, JFK. Head coach Jeff Sanders comes down to home plate to chat with the man in blue. Perhaps a pinch runner out at first?
I would say at first, yes. And I would almost bet my paycheck that he's not coming out of the game as the pitcher. No, he's not.
No. Now, Chuck, with Caleb Meyer at second and the ability to steal, do you try a double steal early in this at-bat to move the runners further into scoring position?
That would be a very gutsy call. Because I've been impressed with this catcher.
Oh, yeah.
This freshman catcher's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, for Division IV baseball, I tell you what, you'll see no two finer catchers than Darren Hoy.
Yeah, it's been, both of them have been outstanding.
And Derek Hadley of Warren, JFK. Tying runs aboard for Fort Loramie. Two out, top of the seventh. Here's a line drive to short center field. It's falling for a hit. And Caleb Meyer scores from second, and it's 3-2. Trevor Middendorf loops one to shallow center. It was hit off the barrel. Not a lot of mustard behind it, but the shortstop, Shrum,
couldn't get there.
Had no chance.
Nope, there you go. had a great game in the field, and now he comes up with a huge RBI. And now you've got runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Still two out. It's a 3-2 game. It's nip and tuck. Derek Meyer from the left side. He swirls that right arm around.
He looks like he's still trying to loosen that shoulder up.
Yeah, sure does. Runners at first and second for the Redskins. Infield pitching to the middle, trying to keep the runner at second close so that a single might not score him. Here's the pitch to Derek Meyer. Outside corner, fastball, a strike. 3-2, Warren JFK. Fort Loramie's now recorded four hits in this game. Derek Meyer's got one of them. First and second, two gone. Top of the seventh, way outside for ball one and strike one. Center fielder shading a little to the right. A double here in the gap or down the line would give Fort Loramie the lead. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Derek. Here's a ball laced to third. The third baseman goes to the hole, spears it, runs to the bag, out on the force, and the ball game is over. Ball hit hard by Derek Meyer. Outstanding play by Condaleon, the third baseman, a freshman for Warren JFK.
Yeah, he made a nice play, and he knew that all he had to do was step on third, even though the runner at second kind of tried to deke him a little bit, but make him throw it over. But he stepped on the base. Nice comeback in the seventh inning by Loramie. That one inning, that third inning, is the only time that they just really struggled keeping them off the bases, and it was enough to lose it 3-2.
Three runs, five hits for the winning Warren JFK Eagles, two runs, four hits for the losing Fort Loramie Redskins. As you said, Chuck, the third inning, the difference, a two-run double by the catcher, Derek Hadley of Warren JFK. This Fort Loramie team, yes, sports a lot of seniors, seven, in fact, among the starting ten. But juniors and sophomores returning include Derek Meyer, Aiden Werman, comes back next year. Evan Eilerman, a starter, back. Clint Hilgefort, a starter. Corey Hilgefort, just a junior. Owen Plyman returns. Taryn Fleckenstein is back. Logan Eilerman is a sophomore. Tyon Ruenkamp, a junior. Elliot Davis, a junior. Carson Tennery, a junior. And Calvin Hoing, a sophomore. That group returns for head coach Sanders. In fact, I remarked to him during our last conversation just a few days ago, a lot of seniors, but your roster is split pretty much juniors and seniors. And he said, yes, we've got a lot of talent in that junior class, and that's where Fort Loramie will start to rebuild from next season.
They had a great season. I mean, you don't get to the state Final Four and not have a great season. And a lot of athletes, Loramie on every team that they have in their program has a lot of athletes, and it's no different with their baseball team.
Redskins went 28-5. If you count that late season addition last week before the regional against Springfield Shawnee, 28-5, a terrific campaign. Redskins have reached the state tournament now seven times in high school baseball and have three state championships, 2007, 10, and 18. Not to be today shut down by an outstanding senior pitcher Warren JFK, Cam Hollaball.
And the sad part is the people that come out tomorrow to watch that championship game don't get to see the stud from Lincoln View.
Right.
And they don't get to see the stud from JFK. You know, and they still, it's going to be a good baseball game.
Yes.
Because both teams have really good talent. But boy, can you imagine watching that be a state semi or state championship and those two out there on the mound?
Yep.
They might be at midnight.
Chuck's referring to Landon Price.
Yep.
Who's headed to Ohio State. He pitched earlier today and beat Lucasville Valley for Van Wert Lincoln View. That score was 2-1, and not unlike that game, this one goes to the wire. It's a one-run contest as well. 3-2, Warren JFK beats Fort Loramie behind Cam Hollaball, who's headed to Walsh to play two sports. And so often in high school softball, high school baseball, Chuck, pitching can dominate.
Yep.
Pitching can take your club to victory.
Yep. And you're right. It does most of the time. At this level, definitely it goes that way most of the time.
Sure.
And that should be a good final tomorrow. And it's a shame that you and Mike don't get to drive back up here tomorrow.
Right. It's only 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Nothing.
Not including detours.
Not including going around all the detours, yeah.
Who's our Clancy's winner or winners?
I'm going to go with Trevor Middendorf. I thought he was terrific in the field.
Yep.
And then came up with a huge hit that made it 3-2 and yes, gave Loramie a chance to win the baseball game.
Good call. Good call. Trevor Middendorf, our Clancy's star of the game for Fort Loramie. Clancy's fantastic food at Clancy's on Wapak in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A sponsor that came on board with us late in the basketball season, Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor quality products. A new home heating and cooling system is one of the most important investments you'll make, one that can deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. That's why we offer you the best flexible financing options as well. Get the most from our most efficient solution for you. Steve and Ted's. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002. Your local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, which have made possible many, many sports broadcasts from the Shelby County schools and the eastern part of the Midwest Athletic Conference here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, from the beginning of football season, when you just didn't have any idea
right
what was going to happen, we got a lot of contests in this year.
Oh yeah, and two state champs in basketball.
Yeah, we did.
Botkins boys, Fort Loramie girls, Fort Loramie baseball team, all the way to the state Final Four. A grand season, to say the least, and we are returning to normalcy, or close to it, a little sooner than I might have expected.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
And we've got high school football for you in August. More than likely, our first contest late in August will be Fort Loramie at Minster. It should be an outstanding game.
It usually is.
It is, often. And we'll have that one for you to start our season. Fort Loramie football with a unique schedule, five home, five away, a lot of traveling independent this year, and we'll bring you several of those contests, as well as the Anna Rockets in action. The Lehman Cavaliers have at least one Saturday game, I recall, and of course Sydney going full force in that new Miami Valley League. So we'll have high school football coverage for you beginning in late August. Season begins a week earlier than it has in the past because of a lengthened playoff schedule.
They need to have about 40 teams in the playoffs.
Thanks so much to our radio underwriting sponsors, Reese Insurance, Emerson Wagner Real Estate, Sydney Chiropractic, Minster Bank, and Edison Community College. And here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. It's the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Ascor's founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the assistance from LaCalle. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. So many thanks to Osgood, a new underwriting sponsor this past sports season here on scoresbroadcast.com. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. SecureCom in Minster. Thank you very much. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. In Fort Loramie, these Fort Loramie game-specific sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. In addition, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North for information at 937-498-7282 to get connected to your benefits. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, what you imagine we can create. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will help keep you moving forward. And don't forget, thanks once more to WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. They've been a real boost for us, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
It's so nice to have them on. A lot of people driving around casually, especially on a Saturday afternoon, love to fire up that radio and tune in state championship baseball.
Absolutely.
On WMVR. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, a new underwriting sponsor late in the sports season. Additionally, thank you so much to the folks at Wygant. And Chuck, that wraps it up until Fort Loramie Minster football in late August. Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee, easy for me to say, saying good afternoon from here at Canal Park in Akron, where Fort Loramie has been beaten in this Division IV state semifinal, 3-2 by Warren John F. Kennedy on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.